Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world. You're right.
Our Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no hole licks, straightforward, and you've more of a chance to win in Our Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Oh, is it me you're looking for?
We're currently on the West End right now, and so if it's a bit rough and rowdy, give us a bye ball because we're not in the studio and we don't have...
This isn't our usual setup, folks. Equipment. We've got different mics, we've got different cameras, our phones have been lost in the process, but for you people, we have promised you we are making this happen. We are many our words. If we say we're going to do something, we do something. So here we are on the West End. We've got a special guest here as well.
A very special guest. What's happening? Mr. Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Muffin, mate, sorry.
What happened to your phone?
So, my first night, I'll be honest, I got spanked, but...
He spanked himself?
No. I was spanked with ketamine, folks, and I got a new phone. And I fell and it smashed to bits. Gavin lost his on Ocean Beach.
Or
it was stolen.
I don't know what happened. I've tried to find my iPhone. It's not there. A brand new iPhone 16, Dwayne. And I've only had it 4 weeks and it's gone. So
the podcast, from the outset, looking at what yous are doing, told me about the podcast. And I was like, oh, smash it. But I keep seeing you on my TikTok.
That's a good thing too.
And this when I walk up the street and I was like, you were like, will you do a wee quick podcast? I was like, 100%.
We'll get shit done.
We're working class, mate. We make it work. But we were out last night and where did we go? We're on the West End now. At the Bam West End, there's a tattoo shop. And we went in, I told the tattooist I was a professional tattoo artist back home. I was like, is there any way I can tattoo Rainbow here? Put the stencil on and I'll tattoo it. And they were like, they were not meant to. I says, come on here, for fuck's sake, we're on holiday. And all. I says, I'm professional. So look, and then I show, I have a full tattoo of a lion on the back. And I done that myself.
I don't think they believe them, like, to be fair, but we just went the long way anyway.
No, because I don't think you can tattoo your own
back. I literally said to Gavin, you've got one job here. Do not fuck it up. I'm trusting you with my life. I'm trusting you with my skin, mate. Please. I'm going to let you do me a solid here. Let's do it.
So they put the stencil on. We're going to put it up as you're watching.
He had one job, folks.
Fuck, it's his
stuff. I'll give you a wee quick glance anyway here, just for the fucking camera. So you can see who done this, and you can see who done this. So I asked the woman, the lady, could she fix this? And she just said, no. So... I'm not even going to get it covered. It's to be fair. It's funny. It's good memory. So
Dwayne, mate, you're Mr. Ibiza out here. You was talking just before 15 years.
15 years, aye, man.
See, obviously living out here, I'm sure you've seen some mad.
Don't even know where to start.
If you can give us a Ibiza story.
I have had mad nights, mad stories. If I had to get, I'm gonna give you an exclusive.
Right, give us one. Right, go ahead.
Right. I think I was 20 years old. Right, I was down in a bar called Joe Spoons, and there was a DJ called Marty. DJing anyway.
Right.
Turns off the music. The whole place starts booing. I won't turn on the music till he kisses her. So I've kissed this girl. All's good, right?
Right.
All's good. I've gone the next day. Woke up the next morning. They're like, "You're a scumbag." I was like, "What have I done?" They went, "You brought that girl back to the apartment." I said, "Yeah, but what does she do?" "She's from Derry. If you're watching them."
She's not camera, are big lad.
Shout out to the Derry guys.
To this day, I don't know what she's doing, but...
Did you call her on it, or was that last you seen her?
That's the last time I ever seen her.
Don't want to see her again after that. Like,
do you know her name?
I'd love to know her name. I would love to know what she is doing now.
See, to be fair, like, you do weird stuff when you're off your head. Like, so I could probably understand. It's probably normal for a wee lad. It's not normal, but you would expect it from a wee lad.
It's definitely not normal
from a wee lad. But you would expect it from a wee lad.
Yeah, not a girl. Like,
aye, for a lad.
Is she known for doing that, though?
I don't know who she was.
Whoever was warning you not to bring her back must have.
They've had a bad experience too.
But I was only about... I was about 20, now I'm 35. Like.
Is that what age you are?
Don't so, look at the over 18, big man. Doing all right.
Wait, see, obviously, living out here, do you go home when the season ends?
Well, I'm from Fermanagh, so it's not a great deal to do in Fermanagh. Like,
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. I'll go home for Christmas.
Oh, do you be here in the winter? Like?
Oh, aye. Fermanagh's a beautiful place, but... It's not really a great deal going on, so what do you go home for? So when I go home, I love it. It's always the same people in the same corners, pubs,
same shit.
Yeah,
I don't want to diss it, but yeah, same shit, different day.
And the world's a big place, mate. You know what I mean? You can always go back to Fermanagh. I don't know what weather would be out here in the winter months, though. Would it still be as buzzing, like, or obviously no? Nah.
Is the West End closed, is it?
Nah, it's not one single bar, restaurant, nothing is open. It's dead.
I remember going to Magaluf, and it was just after COVID happened. And I went a couple of years before, and the home place was rammed. And when we went back, it was about 80% of the pubs and the bars were all closed, and it was fucking... It was dead. It wasn't great. It wasn't a great holiday. So, like,
in the winter times, what do you do? Just live then. Just
hiking and fucking. That's pretty much it.
Did you ever go over to Magaluf or anything? Like, because it's just a boat, isn't it?
A couple of weeks ago, but it's the same. Everybody's in the same spirit. Like, I don't know. I like Ibiza in the winter. You go for hikes. If you're into your fitness and all, it's nice.
It's a beautiful place too.
I'm not coming to Ibiza or hikes. Like, I'm coming for fucking riffraff. Do you know what though? Seeing it, like, so we've came to Ibiza, mate. See the big, like, the big clubs, Amnesia, High, Usher. That don't interest me. I can't. See, paying £130 for a ticket to see Ben Hamsey, and then paying £50 for a Vagan Ripple, and then.
€15 for a bottle of water.
You're like waiting, you fucking hours, like by 20 minutes to get a drink. You get your drink. They don't give you a change. Like, there is a. I know you're meant to be promoting these places. Then run them down.
I don't really talk about it. Like, you're going to those venues, and you're paying that, and that's what you're saying to me. So I can't argue with that. If you've had that experience, I can't deny you that.
Yeah, fair enough. Like,
that's probably why people aren't coming to Ibiza.
You know, hey, they can maybe just, like, lower the prices a bit. Like, they're making enough money, though.
But the thing is, seeing in the winter months, they wouldn't really make that much money. They're going to make most of their money in the summer, so that's probably why. Like,
I don't think the prices is to do with that. A lot of prices to do with, if you had 6,000-7,000 people in there drinking 2-3 euro beers, you're going to have trouble. So the prices are out the way of the trouble, and I'm not going to agree with the drinks prices because they are super expensive, but from you who's come on holiday is telling me, I can't argue with you, because you're like, where do you feel the fair pricing policy is.
I think if you're
paying €60 for
a fucker ripper.
No, if you're paying €60 to go to a club night, and it's what would you pay in Belfast to go to
the Heart Bar for what's a fucker?
No, let's forget about the Heart Bar. If you're going to a festival in Belfast, you're gonna pay.
You're still getting fifteen quid for a double fagger or something. Say.
So you're in the mindset that you're going to the club night and you're. It's still like a festival experience. I'm not agreeing with it, but they don't want a load of people drunk in the club.
Then that's the reason why the drug scene's so big here, because people are probably looking, going, right, I could buy an E for £10 and that could just wait me out for the whole night, or I could not take it and spend absolute fucking fortune on drink. So I'm sure that's why drugs are so big here.
Probably. I don't disagree with you.
I think that has to be what it is.
To be fair, as well as that, like, when you go into MMA clubs, when they give you, like, when we were at a Beaver Racks, we were obviously staying in the Beaver Racks hotel, but we went down to one of the pool parties yesterday, and every drink I got, I was going, this isn't even nice. And then we went to somewhere else for a wee bite to eat down beside the air, got a lasagna and chips, and they gave me, like, a strawberry daiquiri, and I was getting strawberry daiquiris in the pool party, and they were disgusting. That one was from me. It was like blended strawberries. It was nice, but, like, I feel like it should have that better quality about them for the price that you're paying. It tastes like cheap vodka or something.
See, Amnesia. See this. Give you them skinny glass. Like you can. This one he's sitting about. So same skinny glasses and see the ice cubes in the beef. I don't know why.
Oh, an ice cube. I'd say.
So like two ice cubes takes the whole glass up, and then your vodka and you're done your drink in about 5 minutes. And then you're lining up me in the Van Arlen. That's only things. Like, I think maybe if... Suppose they can't make the drink cheaper, make the lane shorter, because that's just never going to work out, is it?
It's a difficult one. Like, I don't agree with the drinks prices, but I also don't agree with 5,000 people being in there getting £250 pints. And it's only going to cause havoc.
You're right. Like, sometimes on this West End, the drinks are a bit more cheaper, but there's a bit more madness kind of happening around here too, if that makes sense.
Here, did you see Bonnie Blue was on the ship yesterday?
All right, Bonnie Blue, folks, running about the West End the same time we're here.
I never noticed.
I was walking down where my missus, and I was like, where's Bonnie Blue? I was like, can I get a picture of her? She's like, no chance.
I don't blame you.
I showed my girlfriend the picture and she was horrified. And I was horrified.
Her Babylon's out, wasn't she?
Was she? Well, I never noticed.
I was talking to a boy in the bar and he says, do you want a shot? And she says, no, I would rather have your cock. I was like, I summed her up.
I thought she just knows how to, like, make a headline. I thought she would, like, just...
Oh, she's smart. She knows what she's doing.
I didn't think she would have been, like, a slut outside of... porn or whatever, but I mean, no, she's just
what you see is what you get.
She's just genuinely like, I just got up and sucking all dicks.
Where do you see your podcast going? Like,
where do we see it? Oh, that's a good way to see it. Get off that topic.
I'm not changing the subject, but
you're changing it?
No, I'm watching it. I'm seeing it
just by looking at YouTube views is. Is something I would look at. Like, a lot of people just wouldn't really look at the podcast YouTube views and compare them. But we're
in the top three podcasts.
There's a couple of big podcasts, like Shane Todd's, Bomb Squad, and I'm not even trying. And then it's us. Like, we smoke every hour podcast. That's not even me blowing smoke up my own hole. See, obviously you've been out here. Would you still know what's happening back home? Like,
well, I'd see it on TikTok. I don't know. I scroll through TikTok. I see your TikToks popping up.
And here,
for anybody that doesn't know what you're doing, anybody watching, would you like to give anybody a bit of insight on what you do out here or what you've been doing?
I came to Ibiza when I was 20, I think. Just 20 years old. Didn't know anybody. Sort of just grafted, tried to work, tried to make a name for myself. Yeah. And then everybody started to welcome to me and all, and then was like, why do these people like me? And then started to work for Cream, Amnesia, and a few of the other brands. And then I thought there was a gap in the market. I thought, if they're like me now, why don't they make social media videos? But this was long before social media what it was. Oh, wait, we're talking 10 years before that. But kept at it. We're now 15 years in, and now people are only starting to draw attention to me. And that's why you're
seeing the fruits of your labor.
Aye, but we're talking 15 years, boys. 15 years.
But it's consistency, what's key.
I seen news today. I was like, boys, what's happening? Even though I don't know you, I didn't.
Yeah. Like it's like you feel like you know us because you've seen us that many times. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But that's why I was like, I actually says to him, I was like, if we're going to be for to do a podcast, I wanted either Wayne Lineker or Dwayne Muffin. And
I know because John texted me about you, John Gardy.
Oh, because I told him, I said, can you get him to jump on the podcast? Because who better to talk to about a FIFA than
someone who spent 15 years
in it? That's half your life, mate. Near enough. Yeah, you've been out here. Can you speak Spanish?
Not as good as you should. I'm not going to lie. I can get by, but the thing with the FIFA is
most of them speak English.
Yeah. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but I should be able to speak.
Have you been just like picking that up from like the locals and stuff, or have you been sitting down and like on apps or on and trying to actually learn it?
It's very rare that you have to speak Spanish in Ibiza because you're working with a lot of promoters from all over the world.
I think gracias, que te pay, or hola, gracias, señorita.
That's all he knows.
I've been just saying that.
I could and I would love to speak Spanish, but it's very rare that you have to speak it.
A lot of you people from the UK.
A lot of people watch us and go, oh, he's, but we never have to speak it because.
We were out last, when was it? Well, the first night we got here, so we went to Ocean Beach and then we ended up on the drink for like 2 days, no sleep. And Liam thought it'd be a good idea to climb up to the top of a lamppost. We had one of the fucking size of it. It was the size of. Says you had a hotel and try and stand up on top of the lamppost.
As soon as I tried to stand up, it started shaking and I near broke my neck. I went, fuck it, I'll go back there. But that's how it doesn't look as bad now, but this thing was pissing my blood the other day for ages. But that's why I made sure don't do it over that fucking cut. But that's what you're when you're in a FIFA, anything goes.
You do stupid things when you're fucked up, as they say in the hangover.
Yeah, but. You don't regret any. At the end of the day, it's memories made. I haven't had my phone from I've came here in the first day, and it hasn't made a difference. Like I feel like I've had better crack without it. Do you know what I mean?
I spend most
of your time. Say you're on the drink as well. When you're landing there the next day, you just want to sit and have a wee scroll in your comfort zone in your bed. Whereas if you don't have it, you're like, fuck it. I need to just get up here and do something. You know, it has its benefits in that way too. Like I've been making the most of my time here. Like. I feel like actually just missing my flight home tomorrow and just staying and
working
on
it. I would love to stay.
We've got this podcast to do every week and we love the people. We love this. We'll never let this down. Unless Gavin wants to move over with me.
I'm going to interview you.
Go ahead.
Where do you see the podcast going? Because obviously I see you all the time on TikTok. Where's your next, like...
We just want to keep growing, mate. Like, podcast is a hard way to make money. But, like, I see sponsors and all pays, but there's 3 of us. There's me, Slice, and then there's someone that does all
John Boy, our editor,
and all stuff like that. And I mean, for all of us to get paid, we would need, like, for all of us to be doing that full time, we would need to be making an income of, like,
get split three ways.
3,000 a month, or 3,000 a month, and that's just living off a grand each. But
we've got a Patreon as well. We only set it up 2 months ago. We've got over, what, like 130 members of the Patreon, which is paid members. So, they subscribe to our Patreon and we put up exclusive content on the Patreon that you can't see on YouTube. And it kind of gets us by. Yeah.
No, we will, mate. Like it's just consistency. Like, you can see our views are going up. And that's
the trajectory.
It's about views, mate. We are on the up.
I feel like a lot is happening for us in the short space of time that we've been doing it. So if we just keep being consistent and keep doing what we're doing, it can only get better. We've got plans as well. We've spoke about the boxing event, but we're looking to do a lot more like live podcast shows, live events.
Yeah, we're going to do a live podcast.
We're going to do a 24-hour live on TikTok, a 24-hour podcast where we're just trying to keep it going. Now, obviously, you can get bananaed on TikTok, or you can get banned for doing certain stuff.
Do you know what that means? Bananaed?
So just we're banned. Just trying to kind of
you can't say it on TikTok or the banny. So that's why I used the word banana.
Because no one's came over here and done a podcast in Ibiza. We said we wanted to take us to a different country and start shooting this here. And we told the people, we planned this out a couple of months ago, saying we're going to go to Ibiza and do a live podcast in Ibiza. We want to go elsewhere. Obviously, we've got a lot of fans in Belfast and all over Ireland. We want to take it to the UK. We want to go to different countries. We want to get this out to the world. We want to go worldwide.
We get paid by YouTube as well.
Of course, the Belfast accent is hard to understand to a lot of people.
So it's hard to get viewers outside of Northern Ireland just because, any English people I bump into, they're like, oh, what's he saying?
But most of our subscribers on Spotify is from Scotland.
From Scotland.
All Scottish.
So most of our viewers on Spotify are from Glasgow, which is mad.
I
don't know if it's because you've been living out here, you've learned to slow down.
No, I get it. Like, people, it's a funny story. I was in a bar the other day. There's a couple of boys from West Belfast talking, and I was going to my girlfriend, what are they saying? And she was going, but I couldn't understand them. Turns out it was Mick Collins' mates. They knew me, and they were like, Dwayne. I was like, she doesn't understand a word you're saying. But they were so West Belfast. Like,
West Belfast is...
Sometimes we forget ourselves as well when we're speaking. Like, obviously, we're in a different
place. No, you were just speaking your language. But even I was going, what the fuck are they saying? She was going, she's Russian, going, what are they saying? I was going, you're never going to understand a word of that then.
How did you meet your missus? She's Russian.
Oh, I met her through a friend. Went and watched the sunrise together.
Just going to eat it?
No.
Mate, see yesterday, we were standing there, watching the Mambo, with the dances. If you go on up a bit past Mambo, there's a couple of benches. We were sitting there, we all had a carry out, just sitting watching the sunset. Next thing, a group of fellas standing down, we were about 10 of them, just all pulled their cocks out, fucking took their taps off, and just run, jump in the water. Oh man, I was like, they had to be gay, or I don't know what they were doing, because I want to remind me, it's like,
I'm only going skinny, yeah. Dead with a woman or a girl, me personally, like.
And then Amit says he done it. Some girl asked him, Amit's the guy we're with, some girl asked him to do it, and he says, oh, I done it, but I just covered my dick. I said, is that not defeating the purpose of skinny?
That's the whole
you
point.
You might as well keep your trunks on. But these cunts just all...
She said to him, do you want to go skinny dip? And he says, I'm skinny enough.
So we had any more mad stories about fucking your time? Like, I'm sure it's hard on the spot to think, but yeah. I'm sure you've seen some mad sites, people out of their fucking heads.
I don't know what's going to get me out of trouble and get me into trouble. Like,
nah,
have you ever been arrested over here?
No comment.
Yes.
No comment. Fell on the wrong side of law. But no, never running.
Nothing crazy. Yeah, yeah.
You would be with a lot of big DJs over here. Who is the cream of the crop that you've met?
Good question. Best DJs I've ever met. I put up their It's Everything. A incredible guy. Super camel fat Scousers. Nicest guys. Martin Garrix. No matter how big he is, he's really...
He's Dutch, isn't he, Martin Garrix?
Dutch, but never forgot where he came from.
Humble.
Is he still around? Like?
Yeah, he's the biggest DJ in the world. Irish DJs, if you're going to ask me. There's not many I can think of the top of my head. There's sometimes a bit of an arrogance with a lot of DJs.
Yeah, once they get to a certain level, kind of look down their nose on people, forget where they come from.
Yeah, they forget where they come from, 100%. Especially a lot of the Irish DJs.
Northern Ireland DJs?
Oh, big time. I'm not going to mention any names, but they...
The sellouts?
Yeah.
You come from nothing and you built yourself to something. Why have you got that arrogance? Like, because it can all be taken away from you in 1 minute. 1 minute.
Exactly, like that. people can, they probably don't think that, you know what I mean?
Well, so you're saying they're the nicest ones you've met. Who's like the biggest? Would it be Martin Garrix, the biggest one?
I'd say Martin's probably the biggest. But there's also DJs, when we talk about that, like Fergie, legend. Comes from Larne, absolute hero. Just really good people that want to support you. And I'm not going to go down to the DJs.
Have you ever met the, like, say, Armin van Buuren, DJ Tiesto?
I've done videos with Armin.
Yeah. Have you? We were meant to go to him the other night and fucking end up 2 years.
Armin's my hero. He's like the first person I ever done a video with. Strange to see how tables have turned. He was the biggest DJ in the world and now...
Isn't?
Yeah,
I was.
He would still be very well known.
Music, just the scene music changes.
It does.
I remember when I was last here, it was 2000. I can remember, it wasn't my last time here, it was the first time I came. In 2015 was the first time I came here, and it was the biggest DJs in the world at that time. It was Dimitri Vegas, Slick Mick, Martin Garrix was one of them. And it was like EDM, a lot of, remember the songs like Mammoth and Tsunami and all?
Yeah.
They were all like the EDM songs, and I seen them in Andes, you know. But now, like, that music's not even around no more. Like, and that was that 10 years
the
ago.
The scenes, all scenes kind of changed over the years.
And even like going back to fucking the 1990s, I'm sure Ibiza was fucking completely different when all the big DJs were popping off. Like
even Hannah Lang, like she started off DJing in the Highlander. Yeah, 2012. Now to me, she would be one of the biggest DJs like worldwide. Like maybe UK and Europe at the minute, but to me, she's one of the biggest names going now. Like,
would you know Carrie Ann Danny, KAD? She would be very close to Hannah. She
gave her first gig in Belfast. She's coming out here to DJ.
With her hair, with her apples. Fuck, she gets West End's well.
But again, we are on the West End, folks. We're not into
See, Hannah Lang is very close to Carrie Ann, is from West Belfast, but she's playing in High before her.
Sometime
this year. KAD, I forget the date. But she's playing in, I think she's maybe in Ibiza Rocks too.
Really nice girl, humble, absolute legend as well.
We're staying in Ibiza Rocks, and we went in till no way we get free entry till.
The pool parties.
It's the pool party, but we went once and left after half an hour, man. Shit. We just wanted to sit at the bar with.
Spending my time in the West End this whole trip. Like the first year we went out here, we went out to every single nightclub, all the biggest nightclubs, and don't get me wrong, I enjoyed myself, but I feel like I've had better crack this year just constantly being on the West End. I'm happy here. I think I've sat in the same seat outside the Highlander for about 6 hours every single night, and I've loved it. Like it suits me more now. But as you say, it's because we're getting older. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
We do the we were here when fuck sake, but glad we're trying to do a podcast here. We were drinking them Venom fucking slushies. We tried them. Fuck it, they blow the head either. It's like a slush poppy version of a Venom.
Nice, stick to half beers, boys.
Many of you had them a day. You look like you've had plenty. Look,
I'm dead inside.
Oh, mate. Probably not the best time to get you for a podcast, there, mate.
At least you showed up, bro. At least you made it, brother. Appreciate you, bro.
Mate, thank you for coming on.
Good to see you.
Gentleman, mate. God bless. Thank you, my guy.
Good man, mate.
Big shout out to Shenanigans.
Shout out to Shenanigans.
All the workers on the West End Strip.
Look after us all week. They have all right. And what else was I going to say?
Well, maybe we'll probably be back out again next year. You might see us or bump into us again.
See you later. Love this cunt. He's got a free liter of fucking Grey Goose.